This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, unfortunately, Buck has found the Shark battery audio.
Dude, it's the best piece of audio of all time.
How long were you looking at here?
A little under 90 seconds.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
You want it?
I think we do.
So I said, let me ask you a question. And he said, nobody ever asked this question. And it must be because of MIT, my relationship to MIT. Very smart. He goes, I say, what would happen if the boat sank from its weight and you're in the boat and you have this tremendously powerful battery and the battery's now underwater? And there's a shark that's approximately 10 yards over there. By the way, a lot of shark attacks lately. Did you notice that? A lot of shark. I watched some guys justifying it today. Well, they weren't really that angry. They bit off the young lady's leg because of the fact that they were not hungry, but they misunderstood who she was. These people are crazy. He said there's no problem with sharks. They just didn't really understand a young woman swimming. Now it really got decimated, and other people too. A lot of shark attacks. So I said, so there's a shark 10 yards away from the boat, 10 yards or here. Do I get electrocuted if the boat is sinking, water goes over the battery, the boat is sinking? Do I stay on top of the boat and get electrocuted, or do I jump over by the shark and not get electrocuted? Because I will tell you, he didn't know the answer. He said, you know, nobody's ever asked me that question. I said, I think it's a good question. I think there's a lot of electric current coming through that water. But you know what I'd do if there was a shark? Or you get electrocuted? I'll take electrocution every single time. I'm not getting near the shark.
What?
I would like what to point out that was all in relation to electric vehicles being terrible.
What was the
He didn't want electric cars. Then electric cars turned into electric boats.
I think it was a pro-gas, anti-electric thing. And then basically, think about how screwed you'd be if your boat was sinking with an electric battery and a shark was coming. That would never happen if you were doing gas.
So he was trying to make the point that
electric batteries are bad.
Yes, but he was saying if I had to choose,
take electricity.
Yeah,
God, there's some drops in there.
Yes,
dude,
it is. If you have to choose between being electrocuted by an electric boat,
what
for some
a
reason.
Ride! I am like that. Yeah. Cranked up my heart rate.
It is. It's a wild ride.
I'm trying to follow.
Rode that son of a bitch all the way to the White
something
House
about
for a second time.
MIT,
very smart.
That's why I thought it was a very good question.
Because of my relationship with MIT.
And then,
what?
And then he goes into the behavior of sharks, and because they didn't recognize who that woman was or they didn't understand her.
Dude, it's fantastic. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it's like one a week.
I know. Just dropping mixtapes on us on a regular basis, just throwing them out there. Holy cow.
An unruly passenger who attempted to barge into the cockpit, forcing a Milan-bound flight to return to New York hours into the journey, left fellow travelers terrified when the incident erupted while cruising over the Atlantic Ocean.
Wait, so attempting to get in?
Okay, so this one left from JFK.
Okay.
7 p.m. Monday. The pilot announced 4 hours later...
Mm-hmm.
They were turning around.
So you're over the Atlantic at that point.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's really no, I mean.
Yeah. It's, but that's a ways. I mean, how, you know.
Well, if they're heading for Milan.
I mean, that's a long flight, but, you know.
Yeah, you're not halfway there. Not,
are you halfway? Versace. Are you halfway over the water?
I think you're halfway to Europe. If 4 hours?
Can we land in Ireland?
Portugal?
Can we make left
a,
from where?
Can we make a stop in
JFK.
Iceland?
JFK.
Oh, 4 hours? Yeah, you're
almost
very
over.
Very close to Europe.
According to passengers on board, a deranged man sitting in the back of the plane reportedly threw a fit when he didn't receive his preferred meal, and he was told he could not sit in an exit row with a baby. The ordeal escalated when the man charged at flight attendants and then rushed toward the front of the plane when he attempted to barge into the pilot's cabin. One passenger said, "We kind of noticed a scuffle going on in the back, and they were asking around if there were any police officers or army members or somebody who could help because there were no air marshals on board." There was apparently somebody in the back. He was charging at the stewardesses. At some point, he charged past all of our seats and tried to barge into the cockpit.
Yikes. All over a meal?
Yeah, he was not happy about his meal.
This goes back to my question of why people are freaking
out.
Don't
mess with vegans, man.
To this level. I mean, look, I know we all want to get the chipper chicken as opposed to the fish on the plane, but it does seem like maybe there was some other stuff going on. And by the way, I was looking at that route that you would take.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of an arc. Yeah. After 4 hours, you're
over,
headed. Well,
where are you?
You're kind of like almost right in the middle, but you are close to the UK. You could make a quick little lefty there and end up in Ireland or Scotland.
And get that guy out of there and then proceed to Milan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I will say there is not a lot of, unlike most of these stories, there is not a good landing spot here.
No.
At 4 hours, you're kind of in the middle of.
What if they had Sully Sullenberger as the pilot and they just put it down on the Atlantic and dumped him out into the water?
Yeah,
and
it'd be tough.
And then took back out.
Well, then you're dealing with electricity again and there's probably
sharks.
And I don't know about you. I don't want to make that choice. So did they restrain him?
So this says that the pilot then got on the horn and said that there were technical problems.
Wait, but we all just saw the dude trying to break into the cabin.
The pilot, believe it or not, didn't really know what was happening.
Okay.
Because they're in the cockpit.
Yeah. But they had to have heard someone, like, you know, pounding at the door.
Right.
And then land shark, just a dolphin. Like, does the stewardess then get on the horn and be like, "Hey, don't answer the door"? Like,
yeah, I think they radio up for sure.
Hey, dude, there's a badass crazy dude here that didn't get his chicken. He's a little pissed.
So the guy was still in the back of the plane, and they said that he was unrestrained and unprotected, which is a little scary. This is one passenger saying it was a little scary considering we had a plane full of 300 people, and there was no air marshal on board, and we've got this crazy man in the back.
Yeah.
So they got back to New York at 3:30 in the morning. She said they offered them nothing. Oh. The plane touched down at JFK at 3 a.m., 1,800, passengers said they were then forced to remain on the plane as the man got escorted off. Then they had to stay in the airport and leave the next morning, or in several hours later, and they said that they would pay them $79 each.
Hmm. I had a question here. So they couldn't restrain the guy, so they just let the dude in the back and were like, "Hey, calm down." Had they been able to restrain him, would they have kept going?
Good question.
That is a good question.
I also don't really know. The story doesn't say.
Yeah.
I also don't really know why you're so scared of one on 300. What I'm saying?
I think it's the idea that you can't have one crazy guy hurting anybody.
And that everybody has to be vigilant for the rest of the time that you're up there. I think it's just unsettling.
Well, it
is. Not
that
you couldn't handle
it. But you can handle it. Like, and the men need to step up.
Well, could I offer, because they offered basically nothing, could I have negotiated?
You're always angling for yourself.
Well, no, I'm angling for the entire plane here, okay?
For yourself, mostly.
No, we're going on a communal. We're all going to Milan together, right? I'm going to Italy, like, in 2 weeks, and this happens, and they're like, "Hey, we like, no one's to restrain this guy." I have the ability to restrain a grown man. That is something I can do quite well.
I'm sure there are a couple souks on the plane, right?
So, but I think it's fair to be like, "Look, we need to negotiate here. I'll strangle the S out of this crazy dip, you know, this dip hole right here. I can choke him unconscious, I can lay on top of him, I can hold him down, whatever. But I need some guarantees. One, we keep going to Milan. And two, what sort of coupons? I think we negotiate for the open bar. I think we're all getting some free flight coupons here, right? If I'm going to take the next 4 hours to restrain a man to the ground, I think that is worth certain considerations to me and my fellow passengers. Am I wrong?
I just don't think they'll be able to negotiate with you. I mean, I like where your head's at. I just feel like they're going to be like, well, you can have a ticket up at the airline.
No, but I'm going to pull an Inglourious Basterds.
No, I'm not going to give you no cookie.
With the power of the pen, and let's negotiate a deal for me taking this a-hole down.
I told you, you dumb bitch!
Exactly.
But you really think they got to turn that plane around? I mean, I get it. It's unsettling. He's back there. You don't have an air marshal.
But you probably have to turn it around. If you have no way to control that guy,
Do, though. Because if push comes to shove, dudes are going to hop on that guy. They are.
Are they?
Don't clip that, please.
Please,
there's probably six or seven guys I can name that I would rather do.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I think they are. Yes.
Well, then why?
They're not just going to let him.
Then why didn't they do?
Well, because I think that it has to really escalate before people jump in.
Attempting to kick down the door?
He's not getting in the cockpit.
I'll tell you right now.
He's not getting in there.
If someone's trying to kick down a door, at that point I'm standing up in the seat and something's happening.
Yeah, okay, well, there was not a souk on the plane, apparently, because no one did.
And you had to turn around. And yes, selfishly, my thought would be,
okay,
I want to get where I'm going. I'm not intervening unless I get where I'm going.
Well, what would have happened if souk were on the plane, and he starts trying to beat down the cockpit door, and you bear hug his ass down to the ground, and now you have restrained him?
He ain't going anywhere.
Now are they turning around?
I'd like to see.
So was the problem that no one stepped up to help?
I think therein lies the question. As if we have him restrained, what's the problem? He ain't going anywhere. I think we need to start carrying restraints on planes. Why don't
they do.
We need little prisons.
Would I have to lay on the naked guy the entire flight?
No, No, I mean, I'm just saying. I think
little airline prisons.
I just think is you as a passenger, if you make a citizen's arrest, I feel like that company should owe you something.
Turn one of the bathrooms into a jail cell.
Shove him in there.
Would you give up a bathroom on that flight yes. to shove him in there and lock
and
him
if you've
in
got.
There?
I mean, I guess it depends on bathrooms per number of people, but I imagine 300 passengers, you probably got 6 or 8 bathrooms. You can spare one, right?
You can spare
just throw
one,
them in
right.
there. Lock them up.
Yeah. See?
See, it's all common sense. It all makes sense, but they will never do any of this. Nope. We got to go all the way back to JFK,
yeah,
make you sit in the airport. We're going to give you $79, and we're going to get you there 2 days later.
Wolfgang Puck coupon for a meal and $79. And, like, they're asking, like, can I just stand up? Like, I am interested. Like, do I just stand up and be like, I can kick this guy's ass? Like, do I have permission? Can the pilot give me permission to go kick that dude in the, you know?
Well, he is the El Capitan.
He's the Capitan. I mean, I think that would be a very interesting situation. We're on that flight and no one's saying anything.
Yeah.
And I stand up and be like, yes,
I'll help.
I can do this.
But. I come with strings.
Yeah. Well, one, I need to know my rules of engagement. And what is in this for me? All right? Because my point is, and this is a valid point. If I do grab this guy, I am putting myself at some sort of risk.
Sure.
Right? Why would I restrain him if we're just going to turn around and fly back? Like, there's no incentive.
Well, this is kind of goes back to the reason why it doesn't make any sense for me. In my head, it doesn't make any sense to turn around and go back anyway.
Yeah.
Because no matter whether you go back or forward, either way, you are sitting with an unrestrained man. Mm. So why not continue to where you were headed in the first place? Mm. This is why these never make sense to me. Yeah. It's like you have to go back anyway.
You got a wild card on board no matter what.
So you got 4 hours back. Yeah. Let's go 4 hours forward so the other 299 people aren't inconvenienced.
Well, I want it said, I'm willing to intervene and restrain a man for the remainder of the flight only on the condition that we're, like, the moment, like, I grab that guy and I put him in a, like, a rear naked choke. And I'm like, he ain't going anywhere. If he struggles, he's going unconscious. And I hear them turning the plane around. I think at that point, I'm getting off of him and be like, hey,
sorry,
this
freaking
isn't the deal.
Punch it, bitch. Yeah, you want me to keep restraining him? Yeah. Turn the plane back around.
This isn't the way this works.
You need to get the cob out of your
at
ass.
At that point, am I technically hijacking the plane? Am I making demands?
Indirect hijacking.
But this is why, you know, there should be, people need to learn to restrain other human beings. It could be a very useful skill to hold another person down.
All right, we got to go. It happened again. They turned it around.
Damn it.
Here's Buckley with sports.
It's called sports. It's called baseball.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.